East Coast Radio.
Common drama. We're all ears.
Yeah, and you know, normally I'm never the one that somebody would ask money from because, you know, you kind of...
Well, we don't know that.
No one really asks me. But I had a friend that asked me, a very, very, very good friend, that asked me a very sad story. She was just short and there was something specific she needed to get, and she needed to get from one province to another, and her mom couldn't help her. And it was just, I was like, okay, it's fine. It wasn't much.
Okay.
It was just like 2,000 rand, to be honest.
Okay.
And then I had the money at the time. So I was like, it's fine. I'll help you out because I'm such a good, kind friend.
Mm.
This weekend, actually, it might have even been before this weekend, but I see them on social media and on WhatsApp this weekend, living their best life, popping bottles. They bought a bottle of Hennessy, and they were drinking it at home, which means who paid for that Hennessy? Imagine.
You did.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, guys. So that's my dilemma. That's what I want to know. Like, I didn't really say when you got to pay me back because I don't want to put pressure on her, because I thought, like, when you can, then you'll pay me back because you know you borrowed money from me. But now, no, she's living, guys. Mm. Living, going out for lunch, dinner. There were shots and there was the Hennessy at her heart. Like, she's partying. So I'm like, where's my money? Who's paying for that?
So what do you want to know?
What do I do? When can I ask for the money? What must I do now? Like,
no,
it's awkward.
There where you see the pictures of the... You just reply there, hey, friend, I'm glad to see things are looking good for you. Can I have our money, please?
Just like that. But then what if she's like, now I'm judging her because things can always look good, but then it's maybe she didn't pay for it. What if she says, I didn't pay for it?
So Carmen, this one is very simple. You answered it actually earlier when you told the story. You didn't tell them when they must pay you, so they will pay you when they are ready.
She's ready. She's popping bottles at home. She's ready.
Oh, but there was no date, like appointment.
Like,
so
I'm popping bottles while you owe your friend money.
Sky, we're not financial institutions.
I'm not a bank.
We don't have buildings that we put under collateral so we can lend you money. This is our money.
No, I'm not siding with the friend who's popping bottles. Yeah. I was probably there with the part. Anyway, I'm not siding. But all I'm saying is that Carmen didn't give them a date. Fairtool, please pay me at the end of the month.
No,
or
it's
please
implied.
Pay me by the 15th of February.
When I'm struggling, lend me some money. And then when you're not struggling anymore, give me back my money. The person's not struggling if they're popping bottles.
Good morning, Maxine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So have you been in a similar situation but the other end, right?
On both sides.
I've been
on both ends.
Okay. So what do we do?
What happened and what do we do?
Well, firstly, it's obviously a very difficult situation, especially when your friend has got kids or whatever and they need help. But, like, if I lend money, I put a payment plan in place and say, right, okay, well, I'm happy to lend it to you, but... You know, at X time, you've got to start paying me back. It's the same as any other debt, you know, and you don't want to ruin the friendship. So it's like, okay, well, pay me what you can. So even if it's 50 rand a month, 100 rand a month, then there's no guilt on either side, you know. The friend can live their life knowing that they're paying you back. The friendship isn't affected. And, you know, you're still getting something back every month. And there's no, like, you know, judgment that, you know, they're busy jolling it up, but they haven't paid you back anything.
That's a mission. But, yeah, it's a solution nonetheless.
Hello, Carmen. How are you?
I'm good. And you? I think...
I'm very well, thanks.
Belinda, you might be the solution I'm going with. Please give me some advice.
Okay. First of all, the problem is when you lent her the money, you didn't put any terms in place. Mm-hmm. It's too late for that now. You can't go back on that.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? You sound very giving and very lovely. So you gave that money with an open heart.
I did.
What she does with it is not what... You didn't ask her what she was going to do with it.
Yeah.
Right.
You
no,
didn't.
I didn't.
So what she does with it is her business, not yours. So maybe she was lending it to go and have a jaw and pop champagne and drink Hennessy. Who knows? And then you know what? You also didn't give her a date to pay it back. So you gave her with an open heart. And you know what? You trust her. You believe her. She'll give it back to you when she's ready to give it back to you.
Belinda's
and that's basically what you just have to go with, unfortunately.
Hello, ECR. This is Ndombi. I am talking about the hot one today. Myself and my husband, actually, we borrowed a friend. Actually, it's a friend from church, you know, if there's something called a church friend. Yeah, they had a problem or there was some funeral that they needed to kind of handle and they were not prepared. And we borrowed them 2,000 rand. Up until today, we only got 1,000 rand back.
Mm-hmm.
Up until today, over 2 years ago, still waiting.
Are you going to wait 2 years, Carmen?
2 years?
No, what are you waiting? That's not going to happen in 2 years.
No, surely. Sky, what are you complaining about? You said there was no date set. They can take as long as they like.
How much is a thousand rand going to be worth in 2 years?
Exactly. So I said we should lawyer up on this question.
Clearly.
And I sent a message to my lawyer, Ashton Naidu from, was it Ashton Nudes? Ashton Naidu from
Moody. He'll help you with your nudes. That's if a they different get lawyer. Too, by the way, Ashton will help you with that.
Ashton Naidu from Mooney Ford Attorneys. And he's like, I'll be there now. So guess what? Look who's here. Ashton Naidu, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
He's here in the studio. That's a lawyer, guys.
A real lawyer.
Do you have a lawyer like that? He just shows up for you.
He's my lawyer. Ashton is right. What do you mean?
Ashton, we need some help here.
What do I do? What is the recourse? What happens when you someone owes you a small amount of money?
Do you want the lawyer answer or do you want the everyday normal person answer?
Okay, let's go everyday person
human answer.
Okay. Teacher school fees. Basically, you're paying this person to get out of your life because you are not going to get that money back. Yeah, well, your friend should pay your money back. You shouldn't have to ask people for your money back if you've lent it to them nicely.
That's true.
Also, the thing is, they'll probably never ask you for money again because they owe you. So when they ask you for money again, say, no, you need to pay off.
That's always nice. Yeah, you wouldn't ask again. 100%. Okay. But what's the lawyer also?
Okay, so.
That's what I want to know.
I understand that you never set a date for them to repay, but there's a thing in law called placing somebody in mora. So you can then send a letter, send a text to say, listen, I've lent you the money. Can you please repay the money within 7 days? They then have 7 days to repay that money. If they don't, your options are normally, if it's a small amount of money, small claims court. So the small claims court is designed up to 20K.
Okay, well, this is under. Okay. You've got a small claims.
And it's designed, no lawyers. It's just a commissioner. People, you go stand in front of him, plead your case.
Yeah.
And he makes
like Judge Judy, right? That's what they do in America. Yeah.
Do we have a Judge Judy here?
We do. Well,
there's
in the
lots
courts.
Of them.
That's where that song comes from. That's Zamora.
Oh, wow.
That's exactly right.
Oh, so what are you gonna do?
I don't know. I think Ashton might have to send a message for me. No, but then Belinda said, you see how lawyers, they make you serious.
Yeah.
Belinda said, I must let it go.
Yeah.
I must just let it go and just be like, I lent it to you with love. And if you wanted a party with it, then it's fine.
Are you happy with that? We know you, Carmen. We know how much you like money, especially your own money.
3 years
to claim the money back. After 3 years, it prescribes in any event, so you can't claim it back.
I have a question. In those 3 years, if I don't contact her or if I contact her, does it make a difference?
No. So the only thing that stops prescription is legal demand, which would be a summons.
From a lawyer? Oh.
No, not even a letter of demand. It has to be a summons.
Court summons.
Yeah. That'll only thing that will stop prescription. Or if they send you a message to say, okay, I admit that I owe you the money, then a prescription starts from the date that you run from there.
Okay.
All right. And what if I send a shark? A Hollywood bet shark.
No.
Hollywood bet shark. If I send Evan Itzebeth.
Right here on East Coast Radio.